This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland on the third and final leg of his three-nation visit, including Saudi Arabia and Germany. The External Affairs Minister will meet his Swiss counterpart to review close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. He will also meet the heads and representatives of international organizations. Yesterday, during his Germany visit, Dr. Jaishankar called on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin and conveyed the personal greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Kerala is hosting Finance Minister's Conclave of five states in Thiruvananthapuram from today. The conclave is aimed to gather the opinion of the states on centre-state financial relations, grievances and the need for a united front to secure a fair share in the 16th Finance Commission. Meeting will have the participation of ministers from Telangana, Karnataka, Punjab and Tamil Nadu. The filing of nominations for assembly elections in Haryana will end today. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up and nominations can be withdrawn till September the 16th. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on October the 5th and votes will be counted on October the 8th. The filing of nominations for third and last phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will also come to an end today. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on October the 1st. While the scrutiny of the nomination papers will take place tomorrow, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is September the 17th. Aam Aadmi Party today announced the sixth list for Haryana Assembly elections. The list consists of 19 candidates. The party has fielded Prem Garg from Panchkula seat, while Kamal Bisla will contest from Fatehabad seat. Ketan Sharma has been declared party candidate from Ambala city seat and Dhanraj Kundu from Dadri seat. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have recovered a substantial quantity of ammunition and explosives in an operation in Kupwara district. Based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint operation was launched in the Keran sector of Kupwara. According to defense spokesperson, the recovery is significant considering the current security situation and upcoming important events in the Union Territory. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will today inaugurate the Defense Aviation Expo being organized at Jodhpur Air Force Station. He will also observe the ongoing Tarang Shakti exercise underway at the venue. This edition of IDAX, to be held till Saturday, will have a grand participation from industry and host a wide range of products and technologies. Palestinian militant group Hamas has reiterated its willingness to implement a ceasefire agreement based on the US proposal without new conditions from any party. The Hamas delegation expressed the willingness during a meeting in Doha with Qatari and Egyptian mediators. According to a statement, the group emphasized the demand for the Israeli army's complete withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and stressed that governance of the area should remain a strictly internal Palestinian issue aligned with a unified Palestinian vision. India today nominated Dave one of the 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad at Budapest, Hungary yesterday, thrashing Morocco 4-0 in the round one. In the women's event also, India secured 3-point victory over Jamaica. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in east, west, northeast and central regions of the country during the next 4 days. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh today and in Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand and the northeast tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.